Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator with a look at the stars for November 8th and the days ahead. Well, folks, how did you handle that Aries full moon last Wednesday? It was in a constellation known as the Portal of Transformation. How's that for an image? The Portal of Transformation. Transformation takes courage, wisdom, and strength, and maybe a little bit of luck. And that's the hallmark of the forge ahead sign of Aries, the warrior. Now, everyone has Aries somewhere in one of the 12 houses of their birth chart, be it health, wealth, career matters, children, friendship, and so on. So where did you feel that potent energy of transformation? Now, full moons tend to vibrate long after their peak luminosity, at least for 14 days when we reach the new moon on November 19th. Well, today begins with the moon in Gemini, the mutable air sign. The moon here is quick-witted, flirtatious, eager to engage others, and possibly gossipy. The moon in Gemini is ruled by mental Mercury, so there's never a dull moment while the moon transits Gemini, at least till Monday morning. Now, the Gemini moon here forms an auspicious trine with Venus. Ah, Venus, the love, art, and romance planet, is now in the ever-loving sign of Libra. Poets will write and painters will paint, musicians will make music, and, well, dancers will take off. All that signals the potential for a fun, socially engaging, and possibly romantic November weekend. So get to it. Time's a-wasting. Elsewhere in the zodiac, Saturn, the planet that stands for the rule of law, remember that, continues its retrograde motion in Pisces. Saturn in Pisces can lose its way in fantasy and delusion, but it's great for abstract art and animations. Now, in the mutable water sign, it's impossible to take Saturn's energy to build. It's like trying to build on water. The best you can do is float. So float on, homie. Now, tomorrow, Mercury, the planet of the rational mind, thinking, writing, communicating, and transactions, big and small, goes retrograde. You know what that means. All the usual warnings apply. Back up your computer, check the fine print, count your change, and avoid making big decisions. Chances are any purchases you make under a Mercury retrograde end up returned or suffering buyer's remorse. Now, Mercury is in Scorpio, the fixed water sign. Mercury is powerful here because it's charged with Martian energy and is apt to bring things that were once buried to the surface, be it buried in a vault at the bottom of the ocean or in a purloined file. Now, that's nothing to be feared. Ultimately, anything brought to the light or the awareness of consciousness can be healed, released, and let go. It's nature's way of clearing out the past so we can move on. Now, with Mars in Scorpio, there's a powerful current behind this Mercury retrograde. Now, in that perfect symmetry, the Saturn retrograde and Mercury retrograde both end at the same time. That's like finding your way back to where you were going in the first place, but got lost because you were sidetracked or deluded for a while. Well, that could signal a moving forward on the right path. Now, who knows? But something is going to happen. So in summation, there is a good love vibe this week while Mercury and Mars get to work digging up dirt for some big release. So there. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.